here at the 2018 AXFI conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota. And there's a big reception going on behind
there
the camera there.
Reception.
And there's a lot of people over there. So good on you for a good conference, Paul. Well
Thanks,
done.
Thanks, Mike. Yeah, well, you know, it's myself, John Bass, and Kurt Drake. You know, we were teaming up together to put on AXFI, and it's amazing the turnout this year. Very, very, very happy with it.
How much has it grown over the years, would you say?
4 years ago with 28 people, and now we're just probably over 300. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's
good job.
It's been amazing, but I think it's a very timely topic. You know, I think analytics and digital transformation, big theme this year. You know, Kirk wrote this book here, and John wrote this one here, and so they've been signing books like crazy at the conference. Yeah.
Yeah, because my next question was like, why do you think it's so popular? And you just answered it. So.
Yeah, it is. It definitely is. Yeah, but
very timely
topic. We got to talk about the band. So,
exactly, yeah.
So we brought the band back this year. They're going to be
the band back for the other.
Yeah, we got them. We actually flew. Everybody flew in from different places, and we got them together. They were all at my house on Saturday, and we played music. We fed them, and then we sent them back to the hotel. And on Sunday, we got together and had a great night, a fun night. Yeah, John and Ed, we brought in a couple of keyboard player, singer. It was a great night, and I got to. So actually, I got this thing where I play Wagon Wheel. I played it in Ireland, and I played Wagon Wheel in Barbados, right, karaoke. And so I did it, my famous Wagon Wheel performance on Sunday night as a closer. And that was like a pinnacle moment for me. So, yeah, it was a great start at the conference.
Good business, good music,
yes.
Good networking, for sure.
Yes.
I think that's the theme of the conference.
Yes.
Hey, talk about the theme here, digital transformation. Let's talk about that, because that could mean a lot of things to a lot of people. What's it mean to you?
So I think, you know, the best example, I think, when I think digital transformation, I think about Domino's Pizza, what they've done. You know, they went from a brick-and-mortar pizza company, and now they're a digital company that sells pizza. I think about Delta Airlines. You know, you've got the Delta Airlines app. And you know, they've gone from phone calls, reservation agents, call centers, right? They've gone from that right to a mobile app, and everything's done. And they made the experience. We talk about making the experience contextual. You know, you understand where I am right now, what I need, frictionless, right, and fulfilling. I'm done. I got everything done in the app.
Right.
I'm on to my next thing. And I think that's what real digital transformation is about. And I think Brett King, we had him, he was our opening keynote.
From Australia.
Yes, and I tell you, John and I were like, we're a little nervous about this whole thing because it was our opening keynote. It's midnight in Australia, and Brett had to, you know, he called in, and he actually had to do a slideshow at the same time. And we had to sit on the stage and ask questions. It came off without a hitch.
And it was really well done.
He just wrote a new book, Banking 4.0, and I think that in that book he's talking about this, you know, the whole fintech. In China, they've got mobile payments. People are actually using mobile apps for savings. You know, Tencent was one. He talked about Alipay and how that's impacting.
It's huge.
I think, will it come to that level in the U.S.? I don't think so, just because of what we're used to. But it's definitely going to have an impact. And I think, you know, so now it's all about how do we adjust for that impact, right? What kind of changes can we make to our business the way Delta Airlines did to better serve the members?
Transformation, for sure. And a lot of credit unions are going through that transformation right now or planning on it.
Yes.
So really lots of changes in the industry.
Yeah.
The other presentation you wanted to talk about was Ron Shevlin's.
Yeah, I thought Ron did
it. Was it platformification or something?
Yeah, so Ron actually got a lot of great feedback. Ron's a cornerstone, and he did a great job on he talked about the platformification analytics, right?
Yes.
So analytics is a platform for banking, you know, and retail banking and the credit union industry. And he talked about the importance you've got to collaborate. You've got to find a way to share information, come together, and create this platform. And on one side of the platform, you've got the credit unions themselves. The other side, you've got all of these partners that are contributing to the platform and contributing content. And so it was a great message, especially for the conference, because, you know, we're trying, the big goal here is to create an ecosystem. So we have a platform, which OnApproach does, but then we have all these partners that come in and they enrich the platform because they can just plug right in, you know, and do stuff. Like CU Rise is a partner, they can plug in predictive analytics. You know, we got Bank BI, they can plug in a complete CEO, CFO dashboard. We've got CECL, Deep Future Analytics is a CECL provider, they can plug in the platform. So, and then the credit unions can develop their own stuff. And so that's why, you know, this collaboration is really going to work very well for the industry. And so what we are looking at vendors here, we're looking at all these partners coming in and contributing.
Well, that kind of brings me to your app store, the big announcement I've seen in every publication. Yep. So tell us a little bit more about that and how it's going to benefit the industry.
Yeah, so getting back, so if you think about the platform, the analogy I like to use is the Xbox. So think about, you know, every credit union, biggest challenge, integrating data. Okay, let's get them a piece of software, middleware, which we call M360, that integrates that data for them. And now I've got the equivalent of a data integration Xbox at the credit union. Now let me go. Now the credit union can build their own apps, put them up in the app store. They can use apps built by other credit unions, bring that to the app store, and then we can have vendors, our partners here, right? They could put their apps in the app store. So instead of credit unions trying to reinvent the wheel every time and kind of isolate themselves, if everybody's on the same platform, now we can really collaborate. And the app store is the first point of collaboration, right, on the content. The second big point of collaboration is the data lake, Caspian, which we announced earlier this year. We were actually demoing Caspian today. We had 10 credit unions in there with data, and then we were able to bring in from our partner Allied. They contributed insurance data so the credit unions could look at the policy information, etc. We are working with multiple partners right now about bringing other types of data in, license plate information.
That was
one of the competitors in there today, DRN.
Yep.
We also had Tether. We're talking to them about bringing voice analytics.
A winner today.
Yeah, the winner of the innovation track. So that's what we, you know, and then we're also, by the way, showing how you can use this stuff. So we actually are bringing case studies now.
Awesome.
Of people that are on the platform sharing their experiences. Here's what we did and trying to get these conversations going.
Would the App Store, the App Store is the iTunes of the credit union. Is that a fair statement?
It is. Yeah, and I think when Steve Jobs was trying to get the iTunes store going, he needed to get artists to contribute music.
Yeah,
and
Dr.
Dre was the first one that he got in there.
Yeah.
Well, in a similar way, I've got to go around now and convince people, like an example, Profit Resources Group, that has been working directly with credit unions for years, to say, hey, I like what you do, but can you do it on the platform instead so we can scale this a lot faster? Speed up your implementation time, right? Be able to get access to more data easily so you can enrich your application.
Right.
So when Ron Shevlin talked about selling to both sides of the platform, we're actually trying to recruit these, you know, the artists to come in.
That's a good idea.
Right?
Yep.
And so I relate to Steve Jobs. I mean, I read all the books and I really relate to that story. It is a struggle to get it going, but I think we're now getting
traction.
Once
it gets going,
yes.
It's going to snowball.
Another great partner right now is Information Builders. They've got these really cool microservice apps that you know, it's a visualization with an algorithm inside of it, and it's designed around solving a particular problem. It's a marketing problem. It's a lending problem, right? I need data. I want some analytics. I just plug that in and get going with it. And so they've been actually working right with us right now to develop these microservices that will also be available in the App Store.
What are you not doing, Paul? My gosh, I think that's the more appropriate question.
Goodness. I got to get better at playing guitar. John Best, that guy, he's very good. You know, I'm kind of steady as she goes. And
don't sell yourself short. You were doing good up there.
Yeah, so I'd like to be able to spend more time on that. But I'm just having a blast right now. I think this is what it's everything I dreamed about doing. And I'm just, I think our clients and our board, they're just great people to work with, you know. So I just feel like we are truly collaborating.
Yep. Yeah. And that's what I think, that's a significant part of success, is when all that stuff kind of comes together, you know, and you have a passion for it.
Yeah.
And you have great people.
Yeah.
And the technology obviously is great. So I think it all comes together, and that's where success comes from.
Watch the conversations happening, you know, conversations between our partners. Conversations between our clients, between prospective clients, that's exactly the kind of thing we want to have going on here. And by the way, I just thought, you know, I want a shout out for Solero and Rojan Nair. I mean, I just thought he did an amazing job today with just simplifying what is blockchain, what does it mean for you, how can we take advantage of it, how can we use analytics, right, and describing that and kind of walking people through their journey. So that's exactly when we conceived of this platform, we thought, that's the kind of stuff we want to have happen, and it was great to see today.
Indeed, indeed. Any final words of wisdom, Mr. Paula Black?
I want to thank you, Mike, for...
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, this is your first time at AXFI.
It is.
And just thanks for, you know, kind of putting this thing on the map, helping us put it on the map. Yeah.
Yeah, it has met and exceeded all expectations, because I'm here. You've been talking about it to me for like the last 3 years or so, I'm finally being able to get out here, and it has exceeded my expectations. Yeah. It's a really good show. Really good show indeed.
Thank you. So